While social media and smartphones can offer students expanded resources and opportunities to connect, they can also be a minefield for kids in their early teens. Schools across the country deal with problems related to cyberbullying and sexting on a daily basis. From KJZZ's Education Desk, Carrie Young drops in on one Valley school district that's trying to tackle the issue with a new set of classes.
If you ask Sonoran Trails Middle School principal Bill Dolezal to describe life in middle school, he'll tell you it's like one big learning experience. Kids that age are going to make mistakes. But he says today, especially with the omnipresence of social media and digital technology, policing those mistakes at his Cave Creek area school is getting much more complicated.
A couple years ago, we really had some students making poor choices with electronic devices.
From cyberbullying.
Saying things behind the safety of a screen that they wouldn't say to someone to their face.
To sexting.
Both verbal inappropriateness and then pictures being sent.
And Dolezal's experience isn't unique. According to the CDC, about 15% of high school students say they've been cyberbullied in the last year. And when you look at the issue of sexting, those numbers are even higher. In a 2014 survey by the American Academy of Pediatrics, more than 20% of high school students reported they've been involved in some form of sexually explicit instant messaging. A few years ago, Dolezal said he reached a breaking point, with a growing number of students being referred to his office for technology-related violations. But rather than looking to punishment, he decided to treat the whole thing as a learning experience and started working with a local psychologist who then developed an entire set of curriculum on the subject.
We talk about inappropriate posting, we talk about digital reputation, plagiarism, and then cyberbullying.
Lisa Strohman is the founder of what's now known as the Digital Citizens Academy.
What we're really proud of is the Diversion Program, which is really a program of when kids make the mistake, because they will online, how do we compassionately and responsibly give them options and help them get their way back to center?
Strohman is a psychologist based out of Scottsdale. She says teens' motivation to be relevant hasn't changed much over the years. But technology has changed the playing field.
So when I was in school, you know, I may have had 1,500 or 2,000 kids in my high school, let's say, that I was either known or not known, whatever clique I was in. Kids today now are competing against 3 million users online at any given time.
Today, a growing number of school districts nationwide are incorporating digital responsibility and awareness into their curriculums. For Principal Bill Dolezal, the move now feels like a natural step in evolving the school's general education standard curriculum. But he says the numbers are what really do the talking when it comes to discussing expanding these efforts beyond these middle school walls.
And our technology referrals went down by like 70%. It was dramatic how much of an impact it made.
He adds, while those numbers are encouraging, school officials know they can't get too comfortable because technology and the social media landscape are always changing. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.